Next is a purport to a song by Govindadas, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in January of 1969 in Los Angeles.
Bhaja hure mana sinanda nandana abhaya charanara dindare. Bhaja, bhaja means worship. Who? Hello. Mana, mind. The poet Govinda Das, a great philosopher and a devotee of the Lord, he is praying. He is requesting his mind, because mind is the friend and mind is the enemy of everyone. If one can train his mind in Krishna consciousness, then he is successful. If he cannot to train his mind, then in life he is failure. Therefore, Govinda Das, a great devotee of Lord Krishna, his very name suggests Govinda Das, Govinda Krishna, and Das means servant. This is the attitude of all devotees. They always affix this Das means servant. So Govinda Das is praying, my dear mind, please, he try to worship this son of Nanda, who is Avaya Charana, whose lotus feet is secure. There is no fear. Avaya, Avaya means there is no fear. And Charan, Charan means lotus feet. So, he is advising his mind, my dear mind, please you engage yourself in worshipping the fearless lotus feet of the son of Nanda. Bhaja hure mana si nanda nandana. Nanda nandana means a son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. And his lotus feet is abha, fearless. So Govinda Das is requesting his mind, please be engaged in the transcendental loving service of the lotus feet of Krishna. So for other things are concerned, and he says also that dullava manava jana. Dullava means very rare to obtain. Manava janma means this human form of life. It comes after a very long rotation. One chance is given to become Krishna conscious so that one may get out of the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, he advises that this life, this human form of life, is very important. Dullava. Dullava means, du means with great difficulty. Lava means obtaining. So, foolish people, they do not know what, how much important this human form of life. They are simply wasting in sense gratification like animals. This is very instructing that he is training his mind, that you engage your mind in the worship of Lord Krishna. Dullabha manava janama sattvam. And this training of the mind is possible only in good association, sattvanga. Sattvanga means persons who are simply 10% engaged in the service of the Lord. They are called sat. Satang prasanga. Without association of devotees, it is impossible to train the mind. It is not possible by the so-called yoga system or meditation. One has to associate with devotee. Otherwise, it is not possible. Therefore, we have formed this Krishna Consciousness Society, so that one may take advantage of this association. Govinda Das, poet and devotee, is advising, Dullabha Manava Janama Satsanga. You have got this very nice, rare human body. Now associate with devotee and engage your mind on the fearless lotus feet of Krishna. Is the question in mind. Then he is pointing out the frustration of life. What is that? Sitayatapa Bhatavarishana Dina Jamini Jagi. Sita means winter. Atapa means summer, when there is scorching sunshine. Atapa. Sita Atapa. Bhata. Cold, barishana, so torrents of rain. So these disturbances are always there. Sometimes it is severe cold, sometimes it is scorching heat, sometimes there is torrents of rain, sometimes this or that is going on. So he says, the sita yatapa bata barishana edina jamini jagire. Whole day and night. People are working very hard without caring severe cold, severe heat and torrents of rain and keeping night, going to the desert, going to the underneath the sea. Everywhere they are so busy. There is night duty. And so many other engagements. So he says, Sita yatapa bhatavarishana evina jamini jagire, bifale se minu kripana durajana, chapala sukhalava lagire. Now, with all this hard labor, what I have done, I have served some persons who are not at all favorable to my Krishna consciousness. And why I have served them? Chapala sukhala mulali. Chapala, very flickering happiness. I think if my small child smiles, I will be happy. I think if my wife is pleased, I think I am happy. But all these temporary smiling or feeling of happiness, they are all fleeting. That one has to realize. There are many other poets also similarly a song sung that this mind is just like a desert. And it is hankering after oceans of water. In a desert, if a ocean stands firm, then it can be inundated. And what benefit can be achieved there if drop of water is there? Similarly, our mind, our consciousness is hankering after ocean of happiness. And these temporary happiness in family life, in society life, they are just like drop of water. So those who are philosophers, those who have actually studied the world situation, they can understand that these figuring happiness cannot make me happy. Then he says, Komala Jaladala, Jivana Talamala. Komala Jaladala means a lily flower. You have all seen lily flower on the lakes. They are tottering. all life in the water. Taught again, anywhere, any time it can be overflooded. Similarly, this life is full of danger. Always. Always in danger. Any moment it can be finished. There are so many instances. People look it, but they forget. That is the wonderful thing. They are seeing every day, every moment, that he is himself in danger, others are in danger. Still, he is thinking that I am secure. This is the position. So life is very tottering and in dangerous position. Therefore, one should take advantage of this human form of life and immediately engage in Krishna consciousness. That should be the request of everyone to his mind. My dear mind, don't drag me in the dangerous position. Please keep me in Krishna consciousness. Thus, Krishna consciousness, how it can be achieved, that is also being described by Govinda Das. He says, Savana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasari. Pujana Sakhijana Atmanivedana Govinda Dasa Abhilasare. Abhilasa means aspiration, hope or ambition. He is ambitious of becoming a devotee in 9 different ways. The first thing is sravana. Sravana means hearing. One has to hear from authorities. That is the beginning of spiritual life or Krishna consciousness. Just like Arjuna. He achieved his spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness by hearing from Krishna. Similarly, one has to hear from Krishna or from the representative of Krishna. One who presents Krishna's words as it is, from him one has to hear. Because at the present moment we have no opportunity to hear directly. To hear directly from Krishna is there. The arrangement is there. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart and one can hear from him very easily. Anywhere and everywhere. But he must have the training how to hear. For that purpose, one requires the help of the representative of Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one can achieve devotional service of Krishna by the combined mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. By the grace of spiritual master, Guru, and by the grace of Krishna, one achieves the opportunity of serving Krishna in devotional service. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is also said that spiritual master is the direct manifestation of Krishna. Krishna comes before the devotee as spiritual master. Just like sun enters your room by the sun sign. Although the sun does not enter your room or your city or your country, he is so many millions and millions of miles away. Still, he can enter everywhere by his potency, his sunshine. Similarly, Krishna enters everywhere by his different potencies. And to receive this light from Krishna, one has to hear. Hearing is so important. Therefore, Govinda Das says, Sravana. Sravana means hearing. And one who has heard nicely, his next stage will be Kirtanam. Just like our boys who have heard a little nicely, now they are very eager to chant, going from street to street. This is natural sequence. It is not as you hear, but you remain stopped. No. The next stage will be Kirtana. Either by chanting, vibration, or by writing, or by speaking, or by preaching, the Kirtana will be there. Savanam Kirtana. First hearing and then chanting. And hearing and chanting about whom? About Vishnu. Not for any nonsense. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. These things are stated in the Shastra. The ordinary people, they are also engaged in hearing and chanting. And they are hearing in the newspaper of some politician. And the whole day they are discussing and chanting, oh, this man is going to be elected, this man is going to be elected. So hearing and chanting is there everywhere. But if you want spiritual salvation, then you have to hear and chant about Vishnu, nobody else. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The poet sings. Savana Kirtana Smarana Mandana Pada Sevana Dasari. So there are different processes. Hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping in the temple, engaging oneself in the service. And so he is designing all nine kinds of devotional service. Ultimately, who jana sakhi jana? Sakhi jana means those who are confidential devotees of the Lord, to please them. And atma nivedana. Atma means self, and nivedana means surrender. Govinda Dasa of Vilas. The poet's name is Govinda Das, and he expresses that his desires are only this. He wants to utilize the opportunity of his human form of life in this way. That is the seventh substance of this song.